It's July 27th, 2026, and the big story today is trade pressure hitting companies from every direction, from Nike's China problem to new tariff fights closer to home. Let's set the scene, Dev. What's the broad picture in markets today?
A few things are pulling at investors at once. Trade tension is the dominant thread. Canada, China, fast fashion supply chains. It's a lot.
And there's a tech angle too, right?
Yes. CNBC is reporting that SpaceX and Microsoft launched a joint AI safety initiative, and that's sitting on top of fallout from an OpenAI cyber attack. So, the AI story is complicated today.
And then there's Apple. CNBC flagged something unusual happening with Apple's options market heading into earnings.
Right. Options are the contracts traders use to bet on where a stock is going. When they behave unusually, it often means big investors are bracing for a surprise. Up or down.
So tech is on edge and trade is messy. Sounds like a full plate.
Pretty much. And all of these threads are gaining real traction. None of them are fading quietly.
Okay, let's go deeper on the story that's really defining today. Canada tariff risk. What's happening?
The short version. Trade tension between the U.S. and Canada is hardening. This isn't a rumor anymore. It's a confirmed building story.
And why does that matter to someone who isn't a trade policy wonk?
Canada is one of the U.S.'s biggest trading partners. When tariffs, basically taxes on imports and exports, go up between the two countries, prices rise and company profits get squeezed. Think cars, lumber, energy, food.
And it's not happening in isolation. Nike is dealing with China drag at the same time. And fast fashion brands like Shein are getting hit by tariffs, too.
It all points to the same underlying pressure. Global supply chains are getting more expensive, and companies that depend on cross-border trade are feeling it.
Nike's story is interesting, though. They actually beat expectations on profits, but revenue still disappointed because China sales are weak.
That's the tension. You can cut costs and look okay on the bottom line, but if you can't grow sales, that catches up with you. And the market mood on Canada here is firmly negative, not neutral.
What's gaining steam and what's cooling off right now?
A lot is gaining steam today. Several news stories move from just a rumor to this is real and the market is taking it seriously, all at once.
Any cooling off?
Honestly, not much in today's data. The stories that are moving in one direction, toward more concern, not less.
And the hungry electric vehicle crackdown on Chinese brands is in that mix too.
Yes, that one matters because Hungary is a key manufacturing hub. If China's EV supply chain gets disrupted there, it ripples outward.
Devil's advocate time. Dev, make the case that the Canada tariff story is overblown.
Fair. Tariff threats between the U.S. and Canada have come and gone before. Often they're negotiating tools, not permanent policy.
But this time feels different, doesn't it?
That's the counter. The sentiment here has been building. You know, it's not a one-day spike. The market is treating this as real, not just noise.
So the risk is dismissing it as politics when it's actually economics.
Exactly. That's the bear case in plain terms.
What should people be watching tomorrow?
Apple earnings are the big one. After what CNBC flagged about unusual options activity, the actual numbers will matter a lot.
And the AI safety story? Will that NVIDIA and Microsoft initiative get more detail or more scrutiny?
Almost certainly both. And keep an eye on any official word from Ottawa or Washington on those Canada tariffs.
That's your Narrative Daily for July 27th. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Narrative Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.